Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Sounds Good Radio. I'm your host, Shriver.
And I'm Big Meat.
And we are back yet again for episode 2 of season 2. So we had a little summer hiatus. If you didn't catch last week's episode, we have been off all summer and now we're back in the studio giving you guys exactly what you want, which is more of us blabbing. So I wanted to do a little previous episode recall, from season 1. There was an episode where we talked about some of our most memorable moments, and I had misspoke, in regards to Klingman's Dome. It has now been appropriately renamed Kuwohi, Kuwohi. That was the original name from the Native American settlers, the Cherokees. Sorry, I misspoke. Cherokee Indians. In that region, it was renamed Klingman's Dome, and now the U.S. Board of Geographic Names approved the formal request by the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians to restore the original name of Kuwohi. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It is the Cherokee word for mulberry place. So I just wanted to make sure I cleared that up. So
are there mulberry bushes up there?
Probably, yeah. A little mulberry wine or something, you know. And then on, I think it was season 1, episode 11, when we were talking about our dating disasters, I actually got a funny story from a coworker and her own dating disaster. She matched with a guy on some dating website or something. They went out to eat and he ordered a steak. And when the steak came to the table, he used his fingers in place of a fork to cut the steak. So I guess one hand on the steak, one hand with a knife, cutting his steak that way. Okay. Grown, like fully grown man. We're talking like in his 40s.
Did she stay the whole time?
Yeah. So I guess they were only communicating on the dating app. And at the end of the day, he gave her his phone number. So she went on Facebook and reverse searched his phone number. Turns out he's married with kids. So, yeah.
Eating like a barbarian?
Eating like a barbarian on a dating app, cheating on his spouse. Yeah. So I was like, ooh, that's a dating disaster for sure.
No shame.
None whatsoever.
Just hands on at steakhouse.
Yeah.
I would have been embarrassed.
All bad. So she never talked to him again, needless to say. And then you had. Okay. So yeah, this week we're going to focus on a little bit of self-love and reflection. We want to talk about the way that we show up and show out for ourselves. We often, you know, celebrate other people, and sometimes we need to face that energy inward. I find it hard to be proud of myself, I think, in a sense, and to give myself props, you know, and I'm trying to work on that of like why I feel uncomfortable in priding myself. And I came across this little quote or something that said, it's easy to focus on where we're headed and not appreciate where we're at. You're standing where your past self did not feel possible, and your future self is begging you to soak it all in. So it's easy to get caught up in everything and feel like there's goals you haven't achieved, or there's so many more things that you want to achieve, and you're not there yet, but you have to remember how far you've come. Mm-hmm. And your future self is like, girl, slow down, take a moment to appreciate how far you have come. And it's funny, whenever I was creating this outline for the podcast, I came across a TikTok, by the user Miss Money Penny 413. And she says, you will never get to experience you, the magic light, the joy, the energy that you bring to other people. Every person is like a perfume. You leave a trail behind that you never get to smell because you aren't there when it's lingering. So when people give you a compliment or tell you how they made you feel or you made them feel, take a moment to revel in it. And I thought that was just very fitting for kind of the stuff that we're going to talk about today. So the first little question topic is we're going to talk about two things I love about myself. So do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'm kind of in my self-deprecating era right now, so I'll go. I really struggled with this one.
Okay.
So I got that I have been told that I'm a good listener. Yeah.
Okay.
And people seem to really love that about me. They feel like that. They feel heard with me. So... okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the second, and I guess is feeding off of it, of me being a good listener. I get compliments about being supportive. I think my spirit is naturally, I have a caretaking spirit. I'm a helpful spirit. So, I guess I've always been a good supporting actor. I also feel like I'm observant. In the kind of retrospective. So I try to just kind of take, I guess in my experience and in life, I haven't really felt supported a lot. So in retrospect, I try to give that out to others.
Yes.
And I guess I'm supportive. I like to hear you out and do what I can to support. I'm not here to judge. Of course, naturally, as a human being, I'm going to have a judgment, but
I'm not going
to
hold you to it.
Correct. Yeah. My judgment is not as a seeking a flaw, and I'm going to hear you out. And I'm one of those people that I want to know the ins and outs. Like, where were you at? How did this happen? And where were you standing? And, like, what's the backstory to this?
Mm-hmm.
Which a lot of the time, I think a lot of time in our conversations, we will literally start in one place and literally end up all the way over here.
Right.
Because just naturally I'm inquisitive again, and I just want to hear about it and figure out how, whatever the outcome of this is, how can I support you in moving past this, understanding, and whatever that nature is.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So do you, because you said other people have told me I'm a good listener. So is that something that you love about yourself? Do you believe that about yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. I mean, that's why we're doing this episode, because it's hard to, you know, you don't want to feel boastful. Like like I said, it's hard to feel proud of yourself, but that's why we're doing this little exercise. Because it's good to love on yourself. As for me, I love that I'm able to see all sides of a story. I try to be, not only as a friend, but just as a person in general, I want to see every angle, every point of view, because I just have always been that way.
Partial.
Yeah. I think I'm very judicious in, how I approach things and how I see things. I'm really good at helping other people make decisions. Is your ring stuck again? I'm really good at helping other people make decisions, but I rarely take my own advice. And I find myself, even though I've sat there and battled back and forth, yes, no, pro, con, boo, 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 every possible scenario and outcome, I still will seek an outside source and be like, okay, help me out. This is what I've come up with. Now I don't know what to do past that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like that about myself. I think it comes in handy. I just need to work on applying those same principles to my own life. And another thing that I love about myself, I love that I'm a hopeful romantic.
Yes.
I love that I'm a lover girl. Yes. And I always have been. And I love that even though everything that I've faced in my past, through betrayal, through loss, through toxic relationships, I have not let that alter what my heart ultimately desires. And that is true love and connection with another person.
I think you're a romance girlie.
Yeah.
You're very romance girlie.
And I can remember, you know, like in my teenage years and stuff, and, you know, talking to mom about stuff or whatever, and, oh, you're just, that's only in the movies. And I've always lived by the theory of, like, why can't it be me? Why can't it be my life? Yeah. I feel like if I want that for myself, if I want to experience that and I want to give that to someone, who's to say there's not someone else out there that wants the same things? Yeah. You know, there are lover boys out there, you know, and lover girls, but we haven't reached that level of desperation yet. So yeah, I like that. I still want to be loved and I still love love. And even though I get down in the dump some days and feel like, oh, this is never going to happen for me. No, it is, because I truly feel like if your heart desires something, then it's destined for you. I don't think that you can desire something that's not going to happen for you. I think it's in your destiny. So, and then the next little section is two things I love about you. So obviously I'm talking about Neek and she's going to be talking about me. You want me to go first on this one?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. So I'll go first. I'm going to get choked up. I love how nurturing you are. Even though she acts like she can't stand it, you are a caretaker through and through. And I have got to witness that and I love it. Because I see you and I see how much you care for other people. I see how good you are at your craft. And if you ever have an elderly family member that needs love and attention and care, call my girl.
No.
She's like, no, she's please don't. Business. You are just an absolute gem. And even if you don't see it yourself, I know everybody around you does. And you're just a sweetie pie. And you're really, really good at what you do. And we're already crying on season two. But I just love you. And I love watching you do what you do best. You know? So. And a little more lighthearted, I love the way Neek critically thinks. I love how her mind works and how we're able to dissect topics mm-hmm. and viewpoints and understandings. And I love how, like, understanding you are of me and my questioning and inquisitive nature. You don't hold that against me and you don't make me feel judged for not having the same views as you on certain things. Mm-hmm. And you're willing to hear me out. And then you're willing to teach me things that I don't know. So yeah, I like the way you think about stuff. I love how we go off on our... Girl, we were on the phone for 2 hours the other day. Just talking about this, that, and the third. I just love just cutting up and talking to you. And yeah, so that's what I love about you.
Thank you.
Okay. You're next.
So my turn.
Excuse me, I'm sniffling.
So my two things, my first one is that I feel like you are very fierce. You have a very fierce spirit.
Oh.
I think you are a force to be reckoned with. Anything that you set your mind to, you literally do it.
Mm-hmm.
Your follow-through game is like literally top tier. So that's one thing I've always admired about you is whenever you say, I'm going to do this, my girl's going to make a plan and she's literally going to do it. There's never been something that you have set out to do that I can think of that you have not done.
Mm-hmm.
Literally when you say, this is what I'm going to do, it's a fact that it is going to be done.
Now it might take me a long time to make my mind up and get to that point. Yes,
because you will weigh the pros and cons.
Yes. To a fault.
Lauren is a checklist girl. We're going to get the worst case scenario, the best case scenario, and then she's going to have a plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then with that information, she will execute. And I love that about you.
Thank you.
I also said, with your fierceness, another part of your fierceness is, I don't think you're afraid. I don't feel like you're afraid to speak your mind. Especially in a professional setting. Oh, my girl, she don't play. Okay.
My mouth.
She'll tell you what she's not going to do and when and where and what you can do with it in the most professional way manner.
Yeah.
She has a very quick tongue, which I literally admire. Lauren is very quick on her feet. She can, I literally said, and can read a bitch down. See, me, I am... I think I'm not very quick in the moment. I feel like I am, but then like when I go back home and I sit and I replay things in my head, I'm like, oh, I could have said this.
I should have said.
Oh, this would have got him. This would have ate him up. But this, like, she's good and quick on her feet.
Can I tell you why that is?
No, just give me one.
Okay.
Let me
finish. Okay. All right. I'm gonna mental note it.
But sometimes. That freaking tongue. I sometimes, like, listen, I have a tough skin, and just about everything that she says, I'm thinking it anyways, but sometimes it gets a little, I'm like, yeah, whoo, take it easy on them, girls. God, whoo, just take it down a notch. And you're like, what did I do? And I'm like, I don't know, that kind of stung a little bit. But.
I'm going to need you to give me an example after the show.
I do. And I said, you will definitely stand up for yourself. Lauren will not, especially professionally, you will not let anybody run over you.
Mm-hmm.
You will let your boundaries known and you will stand on that. And that's one thing that I hope that you can do when it comes to romantically as well. Setting mm-hmm. your boundaries and standing on them. Because I know you can do it. I've seen you do it in your professional life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see that for you romantically.
Thank you.
And personally, not even romantically, but in your personal life.
Just in relationships,
yes,
in general.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of a pushover.
I don't think so.
No?
I think when you love a person, and I think naturally, we want to appease the people that we love. And sometimes what our wants and needs and desires are sometimes get pushed to the wayside,
mm-hmm.
To accommodate someone else's wants and needs.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like in that push pull that comes in relationships, you don't give much pull.
Right. Yeah. I do a whole lot of pouring and, my cup rarely ever gets pulled down from the cupboard, but we're working on it.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say the reason I am so quick-witted goes back to my, you know, I plan everything out. I think about every possible scenario. I've already cussed you out 10 times. Like, I done rehearsed 10 cuss outs.
Yes.
I've been practicing. Yeah. Okay. So when it's time to deliver those lines,
you're locked and loaded.
I'm locked and loaded. And I can, you go low, baby, I go lower. I'm a tit for tat ass bitch now. So don't push me, but.
I love it. I personally enjoy
Thank
it.
Thank you.
My second thing is...
I thought I was up. What's two?
Was it? I thought, no, that was literally just...
you said I was fierce.
Fierce.
Oh, that was with the fierce. Yes. Oh, thank you.
My second thing is I love that you are very detail-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
The kids will say type A, I guess. Are you my type A friend?
Yeah.
Okay. And
you're
type... I'm the Z.
I honestly don't know if you're B, C. You just are. You just show up with the half a smile on, as long as you got an energy drink.
I'm just here. So I'm going to read it bar for bar, and then I'll go.
Okay.
I think you are very detail-oriented, type A. You pay attention to the little things, which in turn always makes me feel very seen by you. In a world where I don't feel seen at all, you... very much make me feel seen. So me, naturally, I am a doer, what you say, a nurturer. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people call on me and depend on me, and to the point where I feel like because I'm always nurturing, that doesn't get reciprocated back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like because you see me, you can see that and you can pinpoint when those times are and how to nurture me.
Mm-hmm.
As a nurturer, I feel like you see me and nurture me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Yeah.
And
I try to be in tune with my friends. And I think I can tell when her kilter's off, or, you know, when any of my friends are not. And I've learned how to kind of navigate that of, like, I know not to push her, but I'm like, bitch,
let's go.
When you're ready to talk about it, I'm right yes. here. What you need to say? Get it off your chest.
Also, I feel like I'm a yapper. Mm-hmm. I'm especially not with everybody, but with if I'm comfortable with you, we can talk about anything. I'm also, which I think sometimes is to my detriment, I will literally just say whatever comes to my head. Like, I literally just want to say anything and talk about anything, and just the way my mind works, it just, whatever comes out, it just comes out. And because in that, I just talk freely and I just do things, and you will pick up on those little things, mm-hmm. and it'll be like, oh, I noticed this about you. And because I noticed this about you, I'll do this little small thing. And those little small gestures is like, you were listening. Oh, you heard me. And in turn, I, because of that feeling that you give me, making me feel seen, I kind of make that a requirement in my other relationships as well, because I think everybody wants to feel heard and everybody wants to feel seen. And once you have that dose, especially in a platonic friendship relationship, I also feel like Lauren is my soulmate. Not romantically, but she is definitely my person.
What does Brooke say? You lost your chance years ago.
I got
a dabber. Her concealer's running into her lip combo.
Always. Just kill me.
Sniffling and
snotting. This is what I'm saying. Nurture the nurturer. I love you. You make me feel very seen. Like I said, it's the little things, and she pays attention to the small things, and will pour into you with those small gestures to make you feel like, oh my God, something that was off the cuff or me just blabbing, you caught that and then returned that back to me to let me know that I feel seen. And I've said this before, I think because of that, I think you're a great gift giver, which makes me want to be a, like, pay attention. But I can't remember anything. Like, I never can remember anything. So when it's time to buy a gift, I'm like, fuck, what do you like? I don't even remember anymore. But
I can't take props for that. I learned that from my mama. Shout out to Molly. Molly is the world's best gift giver, gift wrapper. I think I learned my gift giving abilities from her what I default to is like a theme. So like, I know her favorite color is purple, so I can't go wrong. Get her a gift basket full of purple, you know? So if you're out there and you want to know an easy way to pick up ideas, go for their favorite something and build off of that.
I don't know why, but I have another third thing.
You're going to make me bashful.
This might be a little giggle. Kind of lighten it up, because okay. I knew that we were going to be crying, which is why I wasn't looking for it. Lauren's like, did you do the self-love? Did you do that? I don't want to feel like my dad right now. But I had to. But anyway, so since I said, you are just as judgmental as me, but like in a good way, but not really. And I said, I feel like we talk the best shit together.
Yeah. I know my judgments are safe with you.
We literally, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to judge you. I'm going to have an opinion. I'll keep it to myself.
And then we're going to debrief and it's going down.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you for that. Yeah. I've not heard those things before. Nah, like, I like fierce. I like that.
Yes.
Of course. Of course, I'll be recommended for sure. Okay. And the last little segment or section of this segment is two things that I want to improve in my life.
Okay.
So I want to improve my discipline. This was on my New Year's resolution. And it was kind of along the lines of putting as much effort into good habits as I do bad habits. And I think we can all relate to that on some level of when you want to achieve something, whether it's fitness or a new career opportunity or just everyday mundane shit, being more productive. It's so easy to pick up a bad habit and it's so hard to put it down.
Yes.
So like, why don't I have that same energy towards a good habit, something that is good for me?
It takes 30 days to build a habit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I've been working on that. And then this kind of goes with everything we've been saying. So because I am so diplomatic, I can tend to be a know-it-all. So, and I'm proud of myself for being able to recognize that and call myself out. I can be a know-it-all. And I'm working on it, y'all. And yeah, I tend to think my way is the best way because I've done all the research in my head. I've done planned everything out for you. The good, the bad, the this scenario, the that scenario. So like, I'm like, no, I can give you the advice. I could tell in it, but I have to let go of the reins and I have to let people make the decisions for themselves. As badly as I want to be like, no, do this. So I'm working on keeping some opinions or judgments to myself and be like, you know what? I said my piece. I gave them some options or a different point of view.
And it's up to you to take it.
It's up to them to make those own decisions, even though I want to micromanage it. But so I'm working on that this year. What about you? What do you want to improve?
Mine, like you, was discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's probably one of my fatal flaws. I am really not very, I'm kind of a free spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just kind of go with the flow. But I feel like as an adult, you have to have some type of routine in your life and you have to have some type of discipline. And I am a bit lackadaisical when it comes to things and I could be better.
Did you say lackadaisical?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I've always got lackadaisical.
I think I always said lackadaisy. But I say shit.
Where the English makers is at?
Is it lackadaisy or lackadaisical? I kind of like lackadaisical better.
I feel like I'm
going to have a PhD. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just liked that word.
I'm very loosey-goosey, which I could be better. And trying to have a routine and be very disciplined. That was my New Year's resolution and it fell by the wayside.
It's not too late. It's August, baby. We still got time.
We've got 3 more months left. 8, 9, 10, 11, 4 more months left.
12.
we're going to try again next year. I'm working on my discipline. I know that it could be much better. My life would probably be way more smoother and less chaotic if I were as disciplined as I dream to be.
Mm-hmm. I think, and I'm going to come to your defense, I think a lot of what the issues that you face is you got a hell of a lot on your plate.
Yes.
And you don't live your life just for you. So when it comes to stuff like that you don't have to do, you're going to be like, nope. Nope. And you know, and that's okay. Sometimes, listen, I'm a no-ass bitch. There's been plenty of times we have sat down on this couch, looked at each other, and been like, nope, not today. And went back in the living room.
Yes.
So it's definitely doable, and you recognize that you want to make the change and be more disciplined. You just got to find what works for you, the system that works for you.
I haven't figured that out yet. So, yeah. Help. If anybody got any tips,
help me.
Send help.
Help me. Let us know.
I have undiagnosed ADD, so something to help. People say make a schedule, get a planner.
Can anybody get an Adderall script?
Anyways.
Joking.
Kind of. I have a planner that is fully filled out. I filled it out and haven't gone back. So I just wish I was more disciplined. Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay.
And my second thing is, when I say this, and also this is another thing with watching you and observing you.
Uh-huh.
When I say that you are fearless, when you make a plan, you literally weigh out the pros and cons and then execute it. I'm good at making the plan, but my execution is really the follow through for me. I will start it, and then if it gets tough, I'll probably do it. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
Or if it becomes too time consuming and because my attention span is short, it just kind of falls by the wayside. So not only discipline, but my follow through game.
Mm-hmm.
I wish to improve and I wish I was better at. And then my second thing was organization, which is in turn with being more disciplined. I never know where anything is, ever. I was told, what did I tell you that I was going to wear when we recorded?
A purple dress.
Okay.
And if you're not watching us on YouTube and you're just listening on Apple or Spotify, she's wearing a blue pinstripe button up and white coochie cutter shorts.
Oh, man. So I had the perfect I had a vision in my head. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to wear. I knew where it was. Got into the house, went to go get it. And
well, I'm glad I didn't ask about it because that would have triggered you and set you off.
Couldn't find it. I had to pivot quickly. So. Okay.
But hey, you pivoted and you were able to find something. Listen, I've been begging this woman for years to let me come and organize her house because I love it. That's like, that's my bread and butter. That's what my career is all about, organization and economy of motion and doing things in the least amount of steps. It consumes my fucking life, quite honestly. But so the offer's on the table.
She's just gonna throw away all my stuff. I'm also slightly a hoarder. And she's gonna throw my things away. Yeah!
I'm a thrower away.
I needed this.
Ain't nothing sentimental around here, bitch.
I might need this receipt from 10 years ago. You never know.
Hey, you did get a file cabinet, though. Is everything on top of the file cabinet? Everything's on top of the file cabinet? And are the books that you got the bookshelf for still on top of the file cabinet? Didn't you get a bookshelf? Or no, it's on your Amazon list. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. But that's okay. It's gonna get better. You're gonna do it, and you're gonna be great.
It cracks me up though, because like literally everything is organized. Lauren is the most organized person. She has a compartment for everything. Everything is labeled and put into a place, and I literally. Just getting dressed.
Me and that label maker, like that.
Like, Lauren literally knows where everything is. Me, I know I saw it when I was having some manic phase, and I saw it somewhere over here, but I can't quite figure out where, so I'm just going to stand in the area and just the area and pray for the aura and the energy to tell me where it is, and most of the time, it's not there, and then that's when I start to crash out because I can never find anything that I had predicted in my head, and it just turns into a complete spiral because I never can find anything.
Can I ask you a touchy question?
What?
Did you ever find your glasses? The glasses that you lost when you went to sleep in them?
I did. And I can't remember where they were. I think they were somewhere literally obvious.
I was on the phone with her. She turned her house upside down. Fell asleep in the glasses. The only logical place they could be is in the bed or under the bed. Couldn't find them for weeks. Literally had to order a new pair of glasses.
Yes.
Because your old glasses.
And I don't know. I found them, but I can't remember. I think they were like in the bathroom.
I mean, she was up under her bed, y'all. Pulling out the side tables, bedside tables. Somehow ended up back in the laundry room thinking they were back there. So, okay, I'm glad you found them.
I will take my glasses off anywhere. And I'm blind. So I will take my glasses off and walk off or something or another and can't find them. same with my phone, same with my AirPods. I'm not that girly. People are like, well, why don't you put all your stuff in a purse? I literally left my purse behind so many times, which is why I don't carry purses, because I will leave a purse behind, which is why I love a good fanny.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on up here, and I think small things like that just over my head.
That's okay. You're just not wired that way to live your life in constant turmoil, which is having OCD, or I don't even know what it is I have, but it can be debilitating at times, but I'm working on it.
What's crazy, somebody always tells me, because my grandma is a Virgo and she is very, very type A as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also, I'm not going to say somebody told me this because I made this up in my head. I think this was like my rebellion.
Yeah.
Of not being so mm-hmm. strict and organized.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also I think there's some mental shit going on too. So.
Yeah. No, I think that's totally, that tracks for sure. You rebel against how you were brought up. My mom taught me how to be clean and do all the, but honestly, the super like organizing OCD stuff like that. I don't want to say if it's OCD. I don't want to claim a diagnosis or whatever. That really didn't come until like college. I feel like when I like got my own space, mm-hmm. I just really enjoyed like everything having a little home and a closet, and then my career, mm-hmm. I got into it, and it's all about being organized. Yeah. So. Well, that's all we have for that segment. And the next thing we're going to do, we're going to eat some snacks. It's time for Tastes Good. And boy, do we have a whole bushel. Bushel of snack. Look at that, y'all. I've been collecting all summer. I've been getting snacks for us all summer long, and I cannot wait to try it. This would be the time that y'all should be watching on YouTube so you can actually see what we're doing. But don't worry, for our audio listeners, we will be crunching in your ears and talking about everything we're eating. So, do you want to pick something first? Pick anything. Pick a snack, any snack. All right, she has got a bag of Lay's. I have no idea. A bag of Lay's potato chips.
Is this Drew Brees?
Nope. I'm sure his name's on there somewhere. So it's some limited edition pack of Lay's. And
I think he's a soccer player. Leo?
Because it's Argentina, I want to say it is a soccer player. So they're Argentina style steak chips, steak flavor chips. I don't know. Here we go. We're digging in. ASMR of us opening the bag. You want to smell it first?
Yeah.
Ooh, they smell good. They smell herby.
All right.
All right. You want to go to at the same time? All right. We're going to try us a little chip. Cheers. Here we go. Whoa. That's very meaty. Holy, how do they do that? That tastes like a piece of meat. I don't know how I feel about that. A little smokiness.
It's like roast beef.
Yeah. Really, it's beefy. I'm not mad at it. I probably wouldn't get it again. Oh, it says grilled steak flavor with notes of chimichurri. Whoever this guy is, his number is 10. So maybe
it tastes like sour cream onion chips
with a little bit of meatiness in there.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's kind of growing on me. Now, I will say, I wish they were, right. I wish they were kettle chips. I like a good old thick, crunchy chip.
It's definitely giving sour cream onion.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to pick next. Do you want to stick with salty or go something sweet?
No, man.
I want to do this because it's disgusting. Okay.
Is that dark chocolate?
No. It is a Reese's peanut butter and jelly cup. Now, I'm going to say this. I might be the only American that does not like a Reese's cup. I think peanut butter and chocolate together should be a sin. Why would you do something? Why would you ruin chocolate with peanut butter? I've never been a Reese's cup fan, but I saw this. Wait, what?
I love Reese's cups.
Yeah. Most people do. I'm an anomaly. I don't like peanut butter and chocolate.
I don't. Little ones.
I don't know, because this is how it came. It was a big cup.
My teeth are gonna be screaming.
You only have to take a little bite. Okay, we're unwrapping her. We're gonna do a little cheers. Cheers. Here we go. Mm-mm. There's no jelly.
There is.
It's just a big ass cup of peanut butter.
No. I'm getting jelly.
I'm not getting jelly. I don't like it.
It's great jelly.
I'm going to top it out. Let me try to get to the bottom.
Yeah.
Where the, why is it like neon purple? I can't taste anything but peanut butter.
Cough syrup.
That's disgusting. I had a feeling that was going to be gross. I have some kind of not so appealing ones in here. But.
It literally tastes like Robitussin, the aftertaste of Robitussin.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting that now. Oh, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Okay, 10 out of 10, don't recommend. Let's do something good. These are Fruit Gummy Strawberry Burst. 4D Delicious. So, they're little strawberry gummies, and they look like they have, like, a little fluid-filled center, like a gusher or something. So, we're going to try that. Go ahead and get us one ready. Ready? Oh, God, the peanut butter. It's okay. It tastes like...
I'm not getting fluid-filled.
A kind of, yeah, like
mine
a... No, you didn't have no juice in there? It's cute as a little button. It's actually a really pretty gummy, but it kind of just tastes like super processed strawberry. Corn syrup.
I mean, I'd eat it, but it's not giving. I'm not getting strawberry burst.
Uh-uh.
There's no feeling.
No.
But, yeah, I'll take that home. I love strawberry flavored anything.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna save those for the last because they're hard. Next, we have
never had those before?
Not this flavor. Yes, I have.
No, I
love them. Next up, we have a bag of Cheetos Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle. Now, I went through a phase where I love me some Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but buddy, they tear your stomach up in the red dye. But I do love dill pickles, so I'm gonna give it a try. If you really don't want to, you don't have to. You don't have to. I'm not gonna make you eat something you don't like. I'm gonna try it. Here we go. You wanna try it with me? Okay. Cheers. That's fire. You taste it. It's very pickly, and then it just burns your mouth. Which I guess is the whole point. Okay, you went back for another?
I mean, I like hot chips.
Mm-hmm.
But
you could take or leave the dill.
Yeah.
All right.
There's what is there about the obsession with, like, dill? Like, Sonic has, like, dill.
The Dilly Burger?
What is going on? I went to Sonic. They gave me, like, a dill, like, car air freshener.
Now, the pickle slushes, absolutely not. I'm not going to drink pickle. I'm not, like, I've never turned up a pickle jar.
Isn't there a drink just like a pickle bag?
The pickle bag, yeah.
Can you explain that?
Well, what I think you just chase the shot with pickle juice. That sounds horrid. That sounds awful. If you've ever done a pickle, I said the wrong word. If you've ever done a pickle Rick or whatever, the pickle back, drop it in the comments. Let us know. I have not. Okay, let's do the nasty one and get it out of the way.
Okay, what's the nasty one?
Circus peanuts. Okay, I don't know if I've ever tried one of these. I remember, like, being at the park in elementary school and someone had these, and I don't know. I think they're supposed to be marshmallows. I don't know. The circus peanut is like the big, fat, orange, squishy peanut-looking thing. I do not think this is going to be good. I think it's actually going to piss me off. But we're going to go for it.
Here. This is so hard.
Oh, God. Are they stale? Go to the side. Yeah, well. Oh, no. No, 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 no. I'm throwing it away too now. That is,
I don't even want to know what the flavor. I tasted it briefly.
What is that?
Marshmallow.
It's marshmallow, but not the good marshmallow flavor.
It's like chalky. It's like, yeah, Tums.
Yes. It tastes like a Tums marshmallow. Okay, so if you ever want to eat a circus peanut, just know. It's basically an antacid tablet. Okay, then we have some more of the 4D fruit gummies. And this flavor is pineapple. We love pineapple.
I love citrus.
Is pineapple a citrus? I did not know that. Help me. I'm gonna be honest, I don't think I ever knew a pineapple was a citrus. What's lemon, lime? Is a kiwi a citrus? Mm-hmm. It is?
Yep.
Hold on, we're doing a little cheers. Okay, here we go with the pineapple. That one's a lot gummier than the strawberry.
Again. Are these supposed to be filled?
Mm-hmm.
Juice filled. I'm not.
Look how little the pocket is. I'm gonna see if I can rip it open. Yeah, I'm not convinced that there might just be another flavor of jelly in there. I can't rip it. Could you bite it through halfway? I think the fluid has solidified. Oh, you got it out.
A lot of things I can do.
Ew. I don't know if you can see that. Okay.
It's just a little bit, so which is why it's not giving. But I mean, it's pineapple.
It's good.
I'll taste the pineapple.
Yeah.
I'd eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not giving like gushers. Like when you bite into a gusher, you actually get.
Yeah.
This is just look.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Two more, guys. We got a whole bunch of snacks. Next up is Lifesaver Gummy Sours. So, just more gummy.
Those are my go-to.
These, I don't think I've ever had these. I've had the regular Lifesaver gummies. I've not had the sour.
I love gummy. I like gummy bears, gummy worms, Lifesaver if it's gummy.
Oh, they're all purple.
Yeah, oh, God.
Is there any other flavors? It's
like sour bullshit covering.
Yeah, I said it was sour.
I got red and orange.
Okay, I'm going to do purple and green. Cheers. Here we go. I like that. It kind of tastes like a... It's not like a sour Skittle. It's not like a sour gummy worm. It's a lot fruitier than the gummy worms, I think. You don't like the sour part of it?
No, I just got cherry and orange, and I hate cherry flavors.
Oh.
And the orange was too spot on.
I got... Black raspberry was good. And what's the green? Watermelon? That was not watermelon. Let me try the cherry. It's funny that you don't like cherry flavor, but you love cherry Coke. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the last thing is a candy that everybody should know and love, a strawberry bonbon. And if you're not familiar with the name, they're the little hard candies that are wrapped like a strawberry. Mmm. This right here, I had to save this for last because we're going to have to suck on them. You don't bite into it, do you? You bite into that?
I mean, after it softens up.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't take long to soften up.
No. Yeah, so it has it has a hard outer shell. And then...
Oh, this isn't the...
Is it not good? And then on the inside, it turns into like a gummy almost. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this isn't right. It's supposed to be a lot darker red.
It's supposed to be... It's not shaped right either.
No. Did they change the OG recipe? Because the wrapper's the same. No, well.
That's how they did
it. What can you do? Okay, that was good. We had some good little snacks. And I think that's really all we have for this episode. I'm going to take this out of my mouth. Okay, sorry. Sorry for... And if you do not like mouth sounds and food stuff, I'm sorry you had to sit through that. But we love this segment and getting to try new little snacks. If you guys want us to do another mukbang, let us know. Last season, we did oxtails and chill.
Why do I keep getting... I'm sorry.
She's trying to get a different flavor.
They're not red.
We did oxtails, so we did Jamaican food last season. So let us know what we should eat this season. And we can do more than one thing, because if it's one thing we'd love to do is eat. So, I'm going to close out the episode with a little talking to the moon. Let her get her last.
I have to cleanse my palate.
She had to cleanse her palate. We're going to do a little talking to the moon segment. And if you're new here, it is just our sign off for the week. And we leave you with a little word of wisdom, inspirational quote, whatever you want to call it. And this week's goes a little something like this. If God trusted you with a heart that loves so deeply, he has prepared someone who knows exactly how to cherish it. So, with that, we leave you and we love you and we can't wait to talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.